live security cameras worldwide watching every move we make, including 180 million security cameras right here in the U.S. There's only one thing I can say about that. Smile! It's 8 o'clock.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, Receipt and Ocean.
Let's check news now at the top of the hour.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A just-released Senate report reveals more failures that allowed a would-be assassin to open fire on former President Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania in July. Correspondent Scott McFarlane was there that day.
According to the new report, 27 minutes before the shooting, the Secret Service learned of a suspicious person with a rangefinder near the event. 2 minutes before he opened fire, the Secret Service was warned someone was on the roof, just a few hundred yards from the stage. And 22 seconds before he pulled the trigger, local police sent a radio alert that the man was armed. But Secret Service agents told Senate investigators they were not informed.
The Secret Service says much of that information aligns with their own findings. People who live along Florida's Gulf Coast are prepping for what forecasters say could become a Category 3 Hurricane Helene before it makes landfall tomorrow. Dorothy Richardson's hunkering down with six of her grandchildren in Tallahassee.
Get my sandbags, got my coal, got my lighter fluid, got my propane tank.
Forecasters say winds could peak at 120 miles an hour with up to 15-foot storm surge. In Tel Aviv this morning, warning sirens after Hezbollah fired its deepest strike yet. Israel's military says it intercepted the surface-to-surface missile. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah has, until this one, been very hesitant to use those capabilities, because once Hezbollah starts firing missiles at Tel Aviv, it's most likely that Israel will respond both by heavy bombing of Beirut and perhaps even a ground invasion.
Hezbollah says it was aiming for Israel's intelligence agency headquarters. A man on Missouri's death row has been executed for a 1998 murder after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his last-minute appeal. The AP's David Lieb was a witness.
I could see his chest heaved about a half dozen times. I didn't see any movement after that.
Marcellus Williams was convicted of breaking into Leesha Gale's home and stabbing her 43 times. Prosecutors and her family wanted Williams' sentence commuted to life in prison. Research in the British Journal of Ophthalmology find kids' eyesight is getting worse. CBS's Vicki Barker.
With children spending more time on screens than they do playing outdoors, cases of myopia or nearsightedness have tripled since 1990, with the pandemic accelerating that trend. About 15% of kids in the U.S. now need glasses to see distant objects clearly.
Governor Newsom signed a bill into law that'll let Californians cancel online subscriptions with one click of a mouse. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine will honor World War II hero Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode on Friday. It'll be 80 years to the day after he was shot down over Germany. A procession and military aircraft flyover are planned to commemorate the recently identified remains. Former Kenosha Unified teacher Christian Enright will face trial in April. He faces 22 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly sending Snapchat messages to a student. The Racine Fire Department is warning about fires caused by faulty lithium batteries. They advise using certified batteries and to properly dispose of the ones you've got. A $15 million development, including a Culver's, is proposed for a 9-acre site in Kenosha. The Plan Commission will discuss rezoning the land near the Northside Pick and Save in November. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will campaign for Kamala Harris in Wisconsin's Wow counties tomorrow. The visit will focus on abortion rights in counties Trump won 4 years ago. And the Kenosha County Parks Fall Wheel Ride is scheduled for Saturday. It'll start at the Kemper Center. It's an 8-mile lakefront ride to Petrifying Springs Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74, our high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 56. Tomorrow, sunny 74. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
But we all want to be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. They're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face? And make me pretty, just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. If a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage of home. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
811 at WRJN. It is sunny. It's 58 degrees now at Radio Park. A beautiful, crisp, beautiful, clear sky this morning. Wow, I love it. People online are talking about the jobs they have that are cushy. Some of them are paid for doing absolutely nothing. For example, someone has a part-time gig at a university where they just wait around to see if anybody needs help conducting a Zoom call. 18 months on the job, not one person has asked for help, and they still get paid. Isn't that something? I like to sit around and do something like, you know, just play music all morning. Oh, wait a second. I do have that job. All right. Here come the birds. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And there are time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
sunny today. Highs near 74. Clear tonight. Sunny again tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 58 degrees in Radio Park. Don't forget, we got Brewers baseball on the radio today. They're in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. Pregame 5:05 on WRJN 99.9 FM, 1400 AM.
My mama told me, she said, son, beware.
And Sister Rose, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. All right, how about your neighbors? What do you think of your neighbors? According to this survey, the things your neighbors hate most about your yard are when you blow leaves onto their property this fall, you pick their flowers, when your sprinklers spray onto their stuff, letting your dog do his business in their yard and not picking it up. And this one is strange. I've never seen this before. Parking your car on their lawn instead of your driveway. Who parks their car on the neighbor's for lawn? I've never seen that before. All the years on the planet, I've never said, you know what, I'm not going to use the driveway today. I'm going to park right on my neighbor's front lawn. Obviously, people are doing it because it ticks people off. 819 WRJN.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And Wipeout, they don't make instrumentals like that anymore, do they? Hey, coming up, I'll be talking to Cindy Huber about her Artist of Record contest. Yeah, that's coming up shortly, right here.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled, said, come and walk.
walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know, just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. Well, I laughed, but that didn't. We'll be right back.
Association at 8:30 and windy. Locals News and Timeless Hits here at WRJM. So this New York Times columnist complained about a meal costing him $78 at Newark International Airport. Now he had burger, fries, and a double scotch. The bill, $78. The restaurant confirmed that almost 80% of the tab was his bar bill. How much was that double scotch? $78, huh? It's 8:31. Let's check news from Civic Media now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another Kenosha Culver's won't be discussed for another couple of months. The Plan Commission in the city recently heard plans about a $15 million development that could bring a Culver's and other businesses to a 9-acre site next to the Northside Pick and Save. It would go along 30th Avenue. The plan seeks to rezone the land from agriculture to commercial use and includes four separate commercial buildings. It'll be up for discussion at a November meeting of the Plan Commission. Racine will remember World War II hero Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode on Friday, 80 years to the day since his aircraft was shot down over Germany. The day's events, made possible by the recent identification of Sergeant Bode's remains, will include a procession from Storino Funeral Home to Graceland Cemetery. People are invited to line Osborne Boulevard in tribute. A military flyover at the cemetery is scheduled for just after 10 a.m. You've got a little over a week if you've got interest in getting on the Racine Common Council. Officials are seeking applicants to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. Eligible residents of the district have until October 4th to submit their applications. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine, 74 our high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 56. Tomorrow, sunny, 74 on Friday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I find it hard to get out of a regular bed. It's always sad in the morning. You're like, I'm going to miss you. You were wonderful last night. I didn't want it to end. We never want it to end, right? That's why there's the snooze bar. Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination. As my first decision of the day, I will go back to sleep. How many plants is the snooze bar destroyed? You hear the alarm, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to the gym this morning. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I took a long shower yesterday. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I always wanted to go on welfare. Snooze. The best is when you wake up, you look at the clock, and you see you still have time to sleep. It's like finding $1,000. This is my lucky day slash night slash day!
WRJN.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine.
chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy,
to the year for the Looking Glass and Brandy. Local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. If you have the option of working from home or the office, what would you choose? Only 15% of people think they'd be happier at the office. 61% would be happier working from home. You know why? Because they could goof off, lay around all day, watch television, and not do any work. That's why they want to do it. The Beach Boys, Surfer Girl, it's 8:31. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 74. Right now it's sunny, 59 degrees, right here at Radio Park.
Special on my mind last night.
Hermits, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Finally, I've got a candy safety tip for Halloween. You ready for this? All right. A guy in Boston died from eating too much black licorice. It only took a bag and a half a day for a few weeks to cause his heart to stop. Apparently, black licorice is filled with an acid that can throw your body out of whack if you eat too much. I don't happen to like black licorice, which is good, but kind of a Halloween safety tip. I don't know if you can eat that much black licorice, but who knew? It can be dangerous to your health, huh? WRJN.
Falling in.
Academy Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. He won the Oscar for Jerry Maguire. That's his father in that group there. Cuba Gooding Sr., main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool at WRJN. All right. What do I have for you here this morning? Oh, what did I have? I had something I had to talk about, and then I forgot what it was. Oh, good news. I like when we have good news stories. And this is a story about a video of a candy shop owner in Calgary, Canada, making the rounds after a social media do-gooder popped in for a treat. Now, he wanted to buy something for $4, but claims he only had $3.50. He wanted to see what the reaction would be. And the woman said that was enough. She took the $3.50, and after he paid her, he pulled out his wallet and handed her $40 more just for being nice. She wouldn't accept the money, but she did have a donation jar there for an annual event in Canada called the Kidney March, so he dropped the extra $40 in the jar. See? It pays to be nice, doesn't it? Hey, it's 847 at WRJN Sunshine today with a high near 74 right now. It's sunny. It's gorgeous, crisp, and cool out there. 59 degrees at Radio Park.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side.
high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information for them that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
We have a new vinyl contest coming up starting Monday and running through November. Cindy's going to give us the details of it in just a moment. First, I'm shocked. Shocking Blue and Venus. It's 8:53. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Shocking Blue, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Talking about timeless, vinyl coming back. And Cindy's giving away vinyl, and this is coming up next week. But let's give people a little tease to what this is all about.
A tease. Well, I think that this is one of those contests that you should really go on Amazon or go to Time and Again and see if they've got any record players for sale. That's how good this contest is going to be, Don. Do you have a record player yourself?
By the way, the Racine Public Library will let you take out a record player free of charge.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep, yep. You should have been listening yesterday. We were talking about that.
Well, I did kind of, but yeah. Then, because I'm listening on AM and then Crackle and everything. Yeah,
so you can get a record player from the library free of charge. You got to return it, but, you can take it out.
They're just giving away record players.
Yeah, no, not giving it away. You can take it like a book. You take out a record player.
Well, this is going to start during the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Anytime between 9 and 2 next week, the Artist of Record. And you'll win a vinyl album from that artist thanks to Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant. Your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Artist of Record. Oh, I can't wait to do my own contest.
More
vinyl.
Cindy takes you back in time in the Wayback Machine.
Well, let's put
it this way. The library says they have vinyl back in there again for people to take out vinyl.
Vinyl sounds more better than CDs. I said it.
No, you know what I loved about vinyl? You had the back of the record album to read.
Yes. I always loved that. And sometimes they had pictures on the inside too or a poster.
Yeah, but when you stream music, you can't look at anything. I used to like to sit there and read the back of the record album, all the liner notes and so forth. You can't do that when you stream it. Even on a CD, it's kind of tough. But on vinyl, you had that giant, 12-inch by 12-inch album cover.
Yep, just those little. And, on the Bobby Sherman albums, they always included a big, giant poster. But I'm sure you didn't have a Bobby Sherman album. No, you didn't. You missed out on that.
Little Woman. And what else did he have? Little Woman, Please Make Up Your Mind. I can't think of all the Bobby Sherman hits.
He was in Here Comes the Bride. So,
Yeah,
That was a big thing. Even if I didn't like any of the songs. Julie, right?
Julie, do you love me? All right, so Artist of Record starts Monday and runs through November with Cindy Huber. Keep listening for complete details. And Cindy will have the keyword this morning at 11 o'clock once again for our Text to Win contest.
That's a fun contest. That is up because you got 4 chances to win every day. And then you've got a big, huge chance at the end to win the seats in December, the indoor seats in December.
Yeah, but I can't play.
I know.
So it's not that fun. It's fun for everybody else.
You
it's
and
not
your wife can
me.
Come over and watch off our TV.
I'll listen on the radio in the car.
There you go.
All right, Cindy's coming up next here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. Let's see what time.
Yeah, sometime in the morning.
6 a.m.
Like whenever
6
you wander
bright
in.
And early. It's exactly 9 o'clock. It's news time. Let's see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.